The sound of the water was deafening. This stretch of the River Itchen was narrow, little more than a stream in places, but it was deep, and the current was fast, causing the ancient water wheel to churn and splash and creak with unexpected ferocity, like a battlefield's roar. Somewhere in the distance, church bells were pealing, fighting their way through the din. 5 o'clock. As good a time to die as any. Tying on the stone was easy. Despite the darkness and the noise and the cold that numbed one's fingers, everything had been easy, in fact. All that fear, the stomach-souring anticipation of the act, had been for nothing in the end. Everything had gone exactly according to plan, so far anyway. There was a symmetry to that, at least, the satisfaction of a job well done. One could even call it a pleasure of sorts. Across the bitterly cold water, the lights of Mill House glowed warm and inviting. Through the sash windows of the Weatherby's grand drawing room, a Christmas tree twinkled. Gaudy and colourful, rising out of a shiny sea of discarded wrapping paper torn from joyously opened gifts, it had clearly been decorated by children, as all Christmas trees should be. Few things in life were sadder than an adult Christmas tree, tastefully decked out in themed colours. Where was the magic in that? Not that it mattered anymore. Nothing mattered anymore. The water was as cold as stone, cold enough to make one flinch, but only momentarily. It was time to let go. The river opened up eagerly to receive its Christmas gift, pulling it down into the familiar black depths with the cloying, greedy embrace of a lover. Feet first, then legs, torso, head. Gone. On the opposite bank of the river, a torchlight danced. Lorcan Weatherby, youngest son of the celebrated author Dom Weatherby and his wife Ariadne, had ventured outside to play with his Christmas presents, a Scooby-Doo flashlight and a motorized toy boat, his pride and joy. Lorcan could still feel the excitement of the afternoon when his oldest brother Marcus had pulled the big parcel wrapped in holly-sprigged paper out from under the tree. Handing out Christmas presents one by one under the tree after lunch was a family tradition, prolonging both the agony and the ecstasy for generations of Weatherby children.
"To Lorcan,"
Marcus read aloud.
"Merry Christmas and all our love, Mummy and Daddy."
Lorcan had torn at the paper like a puppy, emitting a squeal of pure delight when he saw it. Exactly like the one on TV.
"Remote control,"
he beamed at his mother.
"It's remote control."
Ariadne beamed back. She adored her son.
"That's right, darling."
Waiting for his father to put the batteries in and set the boat up had been torture. But after inhaling two slices of Ariadne's homemade Christmas cake so quickly, Marcus could have sworn he saw marzipan chunks coming out of his little brother's nose, the boat was finally ready, and Lorcan had raced down the sloping lawn to the banks of the Itchen to play with it. Dark had long since fallen. Recently, Lorcan had felt afraid of the dark, and particularly of ghosts, which he saw constantly, hovering around every tree or lichen-covered wall. His father, Dom, blamed it on Scooby-Doo, a new obsession. His mother wasn't so sure.
"I wouldn't be too quick to dismiss it. Maybe he's really seeing something."
"Like what?"
Dom Weatherby frowned.
"Things that go bump in the night."
Ariadne smiled patiently. For a writer, Dominic could be terribly unimaginative at times.
"This house is over 400 years old, darling,"
she reminded him.
"There may well be ghosts here. Children like Lorcan often see things other people don't or can't. Maybe he's just more attuned to the supernatural than we are."
Attuned or not, Lorcan wasn't afraid tonight. He had seen a ghost as it happened, less than an hour ago, moving through the woods, white and tall and looming. But the ghost hadn't seen him. He was too busy with whatever he had in his hands. Besides, Lorcan had his Scooby-Doo torch. It was Christmas, and he was at home at the mill with Mummy and Daddy. He was safe, cocooned. It was like Mummy said.
Ghosts are only people, Lorcan. Ordinary people. It's just that you're seeing them in an extraordinary way.
Lorcan wasn't sure what that meant exactly, but it made him feel better. Ghosts were people. People, in Lorcan's experience, were nice. He played with his boat till his hands were so cold they hurt. The church bells rang. He counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Time to go in.